You're on 981 2NM. You've been hearing us talk about the 2NM food and toy appeal, and we've got some massive news. Joining me in the studio is Nathan Ryan from Glencore and, of course, Deanne Douglas for the 2NM food and toy appeal. How are we both doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Glencore very kindly gave $25,000 to Radio Hunter Valley that would ordinarily be going to the Christmas spectacular. This has been passed along to the 2NM food and toy appeal. Deanne, first of all, How much can you do with $25,000?
Oh, look, to be honest, it's endless. The number of people that we are going to be able to support, you know, and I mentioned this, this community always steps up at Christmas time, and if this is the time that miracles happen, and this is our miracle for Christmas. It's given us the opportunity that we're not going to have to say no to anyone. We're going to be able to give that support far and wide that's needed.
Nathan, we all have tough gigs in our job from time to time, but handing over a $25,000 check to a cause like this must be a pretty easy one.
Yeah, it's heartwarming. It's hard not to get emotional when you hear the passion from Deanne, and speaking off air just really opened my eyes to how far and wide this donation will go. You know, the small things from a food hamper to having giving somebody the ability to go and get their hair and nails done. It's the small things that mean a lot. So for us to be able to make this contribution, it's really fulfilling.
Deanne, you and I spoke about this previously in the 21st year of the Food and Toy Appeal. This year, any idea how many families might be able to help out roughly?
Well, last year we reached 258 and we still haven't closed our books, and we're about 217 already. And I know that there's quite a few families that have reached out to me that can't get in till the weekend. So I'm actually going to be at the shop on Sunday from 9 a.m. So if you haven't already come in, it's not too late. Please come and see me and let us help you. And we can now, obviously, because of this great donation.
I did also want to mention there was a promotion running on our sister station, and that involved a bicycle as one of the prizes. Can you tell me that anecdote, please? Tell us that story.
So this young family won this push bike, and it was meant to go to one of the young girls in the family. And she'd been obviously listening to the radio, and she said to her mum, you know, I'm okay. You know, we've got enough. She said, I'd like to donate it to a child that doesn't have a push bike for Christmas. And they brought the push bike in this morning. And look, honestly, it was such a beautiful gesture from young kids. This is what this appeal's about as well. You know, it's the next generation understanding, you know, what's happening and how tough other families do it. And that certainly shows us, doesn't it? Because she's given up a brand new push bike to make somebody else's Christmas special.
I think somebody might be cutting up some onions in the room right at the moment. This is that's an amazing story, and it really is indicative of the wonderful giving community that we have here in the Upper Hunter.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful, honestly, to each and every person that's donated this year. It all comes together. This community, I can say this repeatedly, this community is one of the most amazing communities that you could live in.
Absolutely. Nathan Ryan from Glencore, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Deanne, thank you very much for your hard work.
You.